two big plays in this game already. USA recovered the kickoff on the opening kickoff. Tyler Dick, a 20-yard touchdown run. Aaron Ginther, a 75-yard touchdown reception.
Handoff from Canfield, who took the snap. And it's going to be, I believe that was Tyler Dick, the ball carrier, number 27, who will pick up, and we'll give him about four on the play. Third down and five coming up with 5.5 minutes to go in this first half.
What USA did on that play, they lined up in a full house formation, then they spread out into a almost a spread formation there.
Handoff goes up the middle. And it looks to be Canfield again, the ball carrier. And it's a first down for USA. It is Canfield, the ball carrier, as he brings it up to the 42-yard line. 5:20 to go in the first half.
And I have an update from out in Ubley. Ubley at the end of the first quarter, now leading North here on 14-7.
First and 10 for USA here. Now we have a stoppage in play by the officials. Looks like we might have an equipment issue out there by one of the Patriot players. Well, Jason, you mentioned the Ubley Bearcats. That is a team that we will see next weekend, whether it's Friday or Saturday. We'll have it right here on Cruise 102 FM. They will more than likely be playing in Ubley in the first game, and depending on how the draw goes, they could end up with three home games. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up at halftime. Here's Canfield, the ball carrier. Tim Canfield brings it up over the 45-yard line, close to the 46-yard line. That will bring up second down for USA.
Well, Ubley playing North Huron tonight. That's a good test for Ubley tonight. North Huron with a pretty good passing game. That's not something you see a lot of teams in the area do very well, is pass the ball. But as Ubley, you know, if they advance further and further, most teams have a pretty good passing game that get along that far. But North Huron not doing very well in the running game this year, but passing game for them has really been their bright spot.
Handoff goes up the middle on second down and six. Tyler, the ball carrier, push the pile ahead for a yard, maybe a 2 yard gain here, but not much. It'll bring up third down. We'll give him a yard. Third down and five coming up. You're right, Jason. The Warriors able to throw the ball rather well, and they're going to throw some different looks at the Bearcats tonight, and something that Ubley will probably see. With 3:50 to go in the first half.
Well, after those two back-to-back scoring plays, really, the defense is doing a pretty good job here. Tyler Dick had that 20-yard touchdown run, then Harbor Beach turned around and had the big 75-yard touchdown passing play, and ever since then, it's kind of been defense as USA was forced to punt after that touchdown, and then Harbor Beach put together a little bit of a drive, but Dakota Gangler came up with an interception, and now USA will be punting here on fourth down with 3:50 left to go in the half.
Tim Canfield back in punt formation. Aaron Ginther back deep on the return team for the Pirates. Nice kick by Canfield, and it'll be fielded inside the 10-yard line by Ginther. Ginther up to the 20-yard line and dropped near the 22-yard line, so the Pirates will have a little bit of time here left to go in the first half, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to be exact, to try and retake the lead. They trail right now by a score of 8-6.
Well, they've shown the big play capability, so this isn't this won't be an impossible task here. Two timeouts left, too, also, so a chance here for Harbor Beach to put something together and put points on the board before the half.
The nose of the football will rest near the 25-yard line. That's where Ginther stepped out of bounds, so with 3:40 to go, first and 10, handoff comes up the middle. Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier. Dukoski with a little bit of running room as he brings it up close to the 40-yard line. That is a Pirate first down with 3.5 to play here in the first half.
Nice job by Dukoski. A nice little move to get to the left side. Got it up across the 40-yard line, pick up a 15 yards and a first down.
Ball sitting at the 41-yard line. They'll restart the clock, 3:25 to go in the first half. Now the Pirates will come out and spread a receiver wide in each direction. One back behind Sorensen. He is the recipient of the football, Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier, and Dukoski stopped right near the line of scrimmage. Nobody fooled on the USA defense.
I thought that might have been the chance to maybe take a pass, take a chance downfield there. Ginther with really good speed to the outside. That seemed to work a couple of different times earlier in the half here.
Pick up a yard, second down and coming up, 2:50 to play in the first half. He'll split a receiver again, wide in each direction. Tom Sorensen, the quarterback, will just tuck it in and run it himself. He's double-teamed and hit hard at the 45-yard line. Short of the first down, so third down coming up for Harbor Beach with 2:30 to play in the first half.
That was kind of a missed opportunity for Harbor Beach there. Ryan Maurer had a chance to put a block on one of the USA defenders there. Looked like he missed them or didn't see him, one or the other, because I think if Maurer was able to lay down a decent block there, Sorensen would be able to get around that edge.
2:15 to play now in the first half. Third down and 5 for Harbor Beach. Ball sitting at their own 45-yard line. They trail 8-6. They'll split two receivers out to the right. There is a man in motion. Sorensen dropping back to throw. Looking. The pass dropped. Intended out there for number 4, Ryan Maurer, but hit him at a bad place, Jason, right in the hands.
Yeah, that was an easy first down catch. Right, hit him right on the numbers. A perfect pass by Sorensen. Maurer unable to haul it in, and I think Harbor Beach is going to have to punt it away here.
Yeah, that'll stop the clock here with 2:01 to go and a 4th and 5 coming up on your own 45. Too much time on the clock to say go for it here. And Ginther will drop back in punt formation.
And I believe USA has their full complement of timeouts as well. So to give the ball up on downs here would be devastating.
Tim Canfield back deep on the return team. And the ball is fumbled. The snap was fumbled. And Ginther was forced to just fall on it and protect the football. So the Patriots actually benefited from that, Jason. No punt. And instead of the ball sitting on the Pirate 45-yard line, it's now spotted near the 30-yard line. So with just under 2 minutes to go here, Jason, the Patriots in business.
Yeah, very low snap, kind of one-hopped it up to Ginther. He wasn't able to gather it in, and it scooted past him. So USA now with a prime opportunity to extend their lead here with under 2 minutes to go in the half.
First and 10 as Harper comes up under center. Full house formation again behind him. He's dropping back to throw. Looking to the left side of the field. Pass incomplete. Intended for Ryan Nitz. Nitz was open out there, but had double coverage on him. And ball was thrown just a little bit beyond his reach.
Well, I'm pretty impressed with Harper as a quarterback here. I know we saw him in week 3 against Cass City. Didn't look as comfortable out there tonight. Just, you know, nice smooth motion. The offensive line doing a good job locking up front. And Harper's been able to get his feet set and make some pretty good throws, but not always perfectly on the money, but nothing that's really hurt the team. Also, just a little bit overthrown here and there.
Second down and 10 is the ball carrier, Ryan Nitz. No, I'm sorry, Brandon Harper. I thought I saw 22 out there, but it is Brian Harper, the ball carrier. Harper is going to pick up a couple yards, third down and 8 coming up. Clock continues to run with 1:25 to go in the first half.
USA with all their timeouts, so they don't need to do anything too drastic here clockwise, but it looks like they line up in a full house, and Canfield's going to go wildcat out of the shotgun.
Yep, they spread two receivers wide in each direction. Canfield rolling out to the left. He'll just tuck it in now and run it himself. Has some running room and is taken down near the 25-yard line, it looks like. So he did a lot of running, but only picked up about 3 yards and under a minute to go now. It's fourth down, and we have a timeout on the field called by USA. So we will take a break. 8-6 is the score. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Do you live in the country and can't get high-speed internet service? Well, we have news for you. This is Brenda Hearn, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive from Huron County.
This is Tracy Schutte, Sales Executive from San